ask you all a question, and it is not a trick question. Raise your hands, please, if ever you have attended the Holy Thursday Mass of the Lord's Supper. Many of you. Excellent. Wonderful. It's not a holy day of obligation. That's why I said what I said. But it is something that you remember is unique throughout the year because there is a ritual element which, according to the rubrics, the instruction of the church, is optional. But I think it's essential for the Mass. And that is the washing of the feet. The gospel for that Holy Thursday Mass of the Lord's Supper is always from the 13th chapter of the Gospel of John, and he does not include the institution of the Holy Eucharist, but Jesus washing the feet of the disciples. And we ritually do that during the Mass as certain parishioners come up here, bring chairs, take off their shoes and socks, and the priests, with water and a basin and a towel, get down and do what Jesus did. Now, truth be told, parishioners have sometimes confessed that they prepare by getting pedicures, even men this year. But more likely, the intent is to wear the disciples wore sandals or feet covering, something like this, that allowed the feet to get dirty and dusty because they didn't really have paved roads. And so Jesus was really doing an act of sacrificial loving service by what he did. And it's always, for me, a very powerful ritual as the priest. And I am very intentional to communicate love by my actions. I don't want it just to be washing of the feet and doing it, but I caress the feet with the towel after washing it with warm water. I try to look into the eye of the person whose feet are getting washed and establish that relationship of love, because that's what Jesus did as he washed the feet of his own disciples. And the response often during the Mass is one of love in return, sometimes very emotional, with tears of gratitude coming down the face of the person who participates. And I tell you all of this because this is the setting for the reading that we heard today that Deacon Bill just read from the same 13th chapter of John. And he had just washed the disciples' feet. Judas had just departed in order to betray him. He would soon be arrested, condemned, and crucified. So Jesus knows his time is very short. And what he does is share with the disciples in the following words, or discourse actually, what is most important for his life and his legacy, his testament, we might say. It is, I believe, said with authority because he demonstrates to them first by the washing of the feet and then gives words. He gives a real life example. And he emphasizes that God is love. Jesus is God. Therefore, Jesus is love lived on earth. And this love is an emptying out of oneself for the good of the other. It is new. He says it's a new commandment because the command to love neighbor as self already exists from the book of Leviticus. But Jesus, as he said in the second reading, I make all things new. So first of all, he gives us the measure of loving the other is not myself, as the Leviticus tells us, but Jesus himself is the measure, to love in the way that he did. The greatest love is to give your life out of love for another. And he also said, as I have loved you, so you should love one another. And the second thing is, that is new, is that love is not just one way going from me to the other, but it is reciprocal. We can see that it comes back to us. And he said, all will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. If that is evident, as seen and experienced by others who are watching Christians in mutual love. I share with you this image, which I find very helpful. Jesus came from heaven to earth. Like migrants who go to another country, these people adapt to a new environment, and they bring their own customs and speak their own language. Likewise, Jesus adapted to life on earth, and because he is God, he brought the life of the Trinity on earth, and the life of the Trinity is mutual love. The three persons of the Trinity constantly love one another. And so that is his testament or new commandment that he has given. When we live in mutual love, we understand the meaning of our existence. We also find strength to go on in times of pain and suffering. And we receive support from those who love us in difficult times. And we can also experience joy, even in the midst of challenge. Loving one another should be the mission of our families. It is the mission, under my pastorate, of this parish. And we can also practice it beyond, in the communities and groups and associations that we find ourselves in. Just as those first disciples did, the first apostles did, when they were sent out and went to all these places that are listed in the Acts of the Apostles. So, my brothers and sisters, let us truly live and receive the strength to live this new commandment as we receive Holy Eucharist today, the outpouring and gift of Jesus himself to us.